House will come to order. Pursuant to law, the House is convening for the opening of the budget session, 63rd Wyoming Legislature. The colors will be posted by Cheyenne Central High School Junior ROTC. Please stand. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Arms. Order. Arms. Post. Left. Face. Forward. March.
The prayer will be given by Reverend Jason Harshberger of United Presbyterian Church in Laramie, Wyoming. Reverend Harshberger.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, these are indeed unique days in which we live. For some of us, they are uncertain. For some of us, they are comforting. For some of us, they are terrifying. For some of us, they are a mix. Yet, Lord, you have called us to be present in these days. As Scripture teaches us, perhaps we have come to this opportunity for just such a time as this. So I ask, Lord, that in this day and in the days that are ahead, that your Spirit will be felt in this place. That in your presence we will come to be open to the work of you, that you are unfolding in our midst. Help us, O Lord, to seek to be faithful to you in all that we do, to trust in your love, and to share that with all that we meet. We pray today, Lord, for those realities that will be present in the days that are to come. And again, through all of the uncertainty and the discussions and the conversations that are had, help us to know and trust in your presence. So bless us, keep us, guide us, sustain us, challenge us, and continue to go with us, O Lord, for we seek to serve you faithfully in all that we do. It is in your holy name that we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you, Reverend Harshberger. And I just want to brag on this guy a little bit. He's a lingual boy. He went to Chicago and ministered in a large church. He got his PhD a couple of years ago. And we're so happy to have him at our church in Laramie. So, Jason, thank you very much for being here. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Berg.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay excused. Greer.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Kasparik. Kinner.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson Lloyd.
Here.
Larson Dan.
Here.
Lindholm.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Northrup.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Pelkey.
Here.
Petroff.
Here.
Piperinen.
Here.
Pinnell.
Here.
Reeder.
Present.
Schwartz.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Steinmetz. Stebson.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Walters.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Winters.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
59 present, 1 excused.
All representatives are present or excused. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the following persons as named on the list previously distributed to the House of House employees for this session and that they be voted on collectively.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion passes and they are approved. I appoint Representative Mark Kinner to Committee Number 3, Revenue, and Committee Number 4, Education. Representative David Northrup has been appointed to serve as Chairman of Committee Number 4, Education. Representative Tom Walters has been appointed to Committee Number 12, Rules. With this change, the standing committees of the 2015 General Session of the 63rd Legislature will serve as the standing committees for the budget session of the 63rd Legislature. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency, the Governor, that the 2016 budget session of the House of Representatives, 63rd Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify the Senate that the 2016 budget session of the House of Representatives, 63rd Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit. Are there messages from the Senate?
Not yet.
All right. Why don't we wait on that? The doctor of the day is Dr. Brad Jepson, MD from Cheyenne. Please welcome him to the House. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be a little bit, we've got to coordinate with the other side on some entertainment that we're going to have. So in the meantime, we can try to get some work done. Okay. Representative Berger, Madam Majority Floor Leader, would this be a good time for you to give a demonstration on the microphone system and how it works? For tall people as well as short people.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, please do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 63rd. We have new mechanisms. Please be gentle with them. And really, the important thing is to use the palm of your hand to move it forward for those that are not vertically challenged, like that. Then for those that are vertically challenged, please bring it forward, again using the palm, and then gently use your speaker part here. It's flexible. And you can move it up and down. And there is a little, now they're also operated by batteries. So you can imagine how much we speak here on the floor, that the batteries are going to run out. So You need to have the red or green light on. And this morning, the problem was that underneath this is another button that has to be turned on. So we'll make certain to have that done. So that's it. You just calmly move forward. Gently bring it back. All right? I can see this is the first day of the session, so Mr. Speaker, we're set. They're all trained.
Except me. Thank you, Madam Majority Floor Leader. Maybe I can. I just have a few opening remarks. I may have to stop in the middle. We'll see how it goes. But let's see how much business we can get out of the way here. I've heard some talk around that worries me just a little bit, and I wanted to be absolutely certain that we all understand what we can do here and what we can't do. Probably the most important as we deal with each other and as we deal with the legislation, and I think from what you heard this morning, you can see you start to get the drift of where this deal is going. So I wanted to be sure so that no one makes a mistake or does something wrong. I wanted to make sure that everyone understands Article 3, Section 42 of the Wyoming Constitution. And the operable language in there that I'd like to read to you is as follows. If any member of the legislature shall give his vote or influence for or against any measure or proposition pending or to be introduced in such legislature, or offer, promise, or assent thereto upon condition that any other member will give or will promise or assent to give his vote or influence in favor of or against any other measure or proposition pending or to be introduced in the legislature, or in consideration that any other member has given his vote or influence for or against any other measure or proposition in such legislature, he shall be deemed guilty of bribery. And any member of the legislature or person elected thereto who shall be guilty of either such offense shall be expelled and not thereafter be eligible to the legislature, and on conviction thereof in the civil court shall be liable to any to such further penalty as prescribed by law. And the really alarming thing is the bribery statute is section 6-5-102, and the penalty phase says bribery is a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 10 years, a fine of not more than $5,000 or both. So please, please, please be careful and don't get yourself snared in that trap. Now, with respect to doing business here in the Jonas Center, in some respects I think it's better. In some respects it's worse. I know there are inconveniences. Some of the respects it's better is for our staff, because our staff has been grouped and is able to communicate with each other in ways that they were not able to do before. And it has made a difference in LSO, and I think you all will see that manifest itself in a more coordinated effort by our staff and more communication between them. So these are really palatial quarters compared to what we've seen that some other state capitals used as temporary quarters while their capital was being remodeled. And I think we're really fortunate to have this. And you go in room L54 over there, and it's such a replica of 302, you feel right at home right away. And I think we have better committee rooms here than we have in the, not as many, unfortunately, but better committee rooms than we had in the Capitol, more, I think, accommodative to the public. And so I would just ask everybody, I told Pam, maybe I'd just put it this way, maybe everybody could just calm down a little bit. It'll work. It'll work fine. And I would just ask your indulgence. And if we have a problem, if you see some systemic problem that is really interfering with your ability to do your work, then please let me know, and we'll address it somewhere or the other. We already got the temperature turned up in here. I thought that was good. We are going to have, we can't predict with the certainty that some people would like, we cannot predict how this session is going to go time-wise. We don't have a budget bill yet. It's not out of JAC. I believe Chairman Harshman's aiming for Wednesday, but maybe that'll work and maybe it won't. It could be as late as Friday before the budget bill comes out, at which point 5 days of our 20 days have already expired, and we're just getting started on the budget bill. Then the other thing that's going to happen here is that we are not going to have one mirrored budget bill like we've had in the past with everything inclusive in one mirrored bill. We're going to have one mirrored bill, which is general operations of government. And that is simply going to be, for all intents and purposes, that's the standard budgets. That's the operating money. Then we're going to have four more budget bills. We're going to have, I hope I can get them all right here. We're going to have one on capital construction, one on local governments, funding I'm talking about, one on school finance, and one on AML. Thank you. So that's five bills. And out of the five bills, the one will be mirrored. The other four will not be mirrored. So they will come in on introduction. They'll roll back to the Appropriations Committee. But here's the real challenge. We've got five funding bills instead of one. But at the end of the day, the five can't total more than the revenue that we have available. Because, excuse me, we have to balance our budget. So I'm thinking, we're still working on this. I'm thinking we'll do the mirrored bill first, and then we'll run the other four through right behind it. And my hope is that we can get the other four done and have some idea what's in those before we go to conference committee. Excuse me, I love these colds.
Before we go to conference committee. Now,
the trick is that the conference committee and then is going to have to reconcile all these bills. And I don't know exactly how that's going to work. It's going to be time consuming. And for those who have wanted to spend more time on the budget, I think your fondest wishes are about to be realized. So, I apologize for my coughing and snorting and whatever. I think we'll get through this. Now, the last thing then that comes into play, I got some here, Albert.
You got some?
Yeah. Is the longer we spend on the budget bill, the less time we have to spend on individual bills and other committee bills. And I wouldn't be surprised if an awful lot of bills don't make it. We simply aren't going to have the time. So we'll do the best we can. Many of those bills may make the two-thirds introduction, and then they will not ever be considered on the floor. The majority floor leader will do the best she can, but a lot are probably going to be left behind. So we will deal with it as best we can. So with that, where'd my Madam Majority Floor Leader go this time? Would you, perhaps we ought to stand at ease now until our next event.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, please proceed.
Another thing on these mics, you have to be fairly firm when you push the button. And if you've noticed, there is a red and a green. So, but they are a little bit sensitive. And it seems that you have to press hard on them. So don't panic. We'll wait for you. We'll all be practiced in a couple of days. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. House will come back to order. We're privileged this afternoon to have with us the Happy Jacks. The Happy Jacks are a small a cappella ensemble auditioned out of the Singing Statesmen, a large all-male chorus. They primarily sing New Age pop music, but they also delve into other genres. Their goal is to encourage young singing, especially around the state, by performing and working with students of all ages. Most of the group are non-music majors, but all love singing and performing. Please help me join the Happy Jacks. Thank you. We certainly appreciate the talent that's been shared with us this afternoon. Thank you for taking time and the effort to perform before this body. We are now at that order of business of reading, introduction, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 37. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 37 from the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to controlled substances.
The sponsor of the bill is Judiciary Committee, Chairman Miller, and perhaps before we start, it's 2 minutes for the proponent, 1 minute for anyone who wishes to speak in opposition, 30-second rejoinder for the proponent, and then we're going to vote, and it requires a two-thirds vote to introduce a bill. And I hope on these committee bills that you'll seriously consider voting in favor of introduction. Let's get them in and get them to committee, and then if we have an issue with them, let's make that an issue later and not on introduction. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 37 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill does, it's on controlled substances. It was a committee bill. We studied it in the interim, and there's an issue in our court system in Wyoming when they prosecute for possession of marijuana. It's pretty clear if it's in plant form. If you have more than 3 ounces, it's a felony. If it's under 3 ounces, it's a misdemeanor. But now, with what's going on in Colorado, we have all these cookies and drinks and all kinds of things that they're infusing the THC from marijuana into. And so in committee, after lots of discussion, lots of debate, we increased the amount on page 3 of this bill. It increases it to 1 pound. What we're trying to do is get the brownie that's like 3.1 ounces, a marijuana brownie, a UW kid bought in Colorado. They can bring it back into Wyoming. In Wyoming, right now, if we didn't pass this bill, that could be prosecuted as a felony. Now it takes more than that, more than the 3 ounces. There's going to be opposition to this bill. Some people think this is too much. Some people think it's too little. Some of us want the law enforcement to be able to chemically go to a lab and ascertain how much THC. I'd like to see the bill go to the Judiciary Committee so we can solve this issue. But frankly, law enforcement and the criminal investigation folks said they can't really afford to assay for this stuff. But if you're going to prosecute someone as a felon, I think they can afford, I understand it's $300 or $400 for a chemical result here. So let's get it to committee. Let us work on it. Let us bring it back to the floor, see if we can go somewhere with this. I don't want to have this bill in the interim next year. Thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition of the bill? Representative Halverson, 1 minute after you get the mic turned on. I won't charge you with the time to get the mic turned on.
One, two, three, no.
Go.
Okay, I do rise in opposition to this bill as it stands now. I'm anxious to get this. If this goes to committee, there needs to be something in here that will measure the amount of THC before someone is charged with a felony for X ounces of flour, X ounces of cocoa, X ounces of sugar. We need to know the amount of the illegal controlled substance. We need a bill in this state to cover edibles. This is not that bill. We were told during committee that anything we did would be arbitrary. Well, we have a constitutional prohibition against arbitrary and absolute power. So if this bill passes today and goes into committee, there will be two things we're looking for. One is to measure. Thank you.
Chairman Miller, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All true. The fine representative from way over there near Idaho, she can see Idaho from her house, is right. We need to be able to run it through a lab and get the THC percentage. You know, we've got some problems. Different prosecutors in different counties are handling this part of the law differently. We need to make it clear in the law what they can and what they can't do. So please get it to Judiciary Committee. We'll work on it again. We'll come back down here and we'll have this debate again. Thank you.
We're voting on House Bill 37. Two-thirds of the elected members required, 40 aye votes, passes, 21 no votes, fails. Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman. Harshman excused. Harvey. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey. Petrov. Pieperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 19 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 37 is assigned to Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill.
Did that pass? Didn't have.
Yeah, votes. I did.
No, it needed 40.
Are those present? Does it
have? Well, I was looking at the noes. There's only 19 noes.
2 excused.
Whoa. The bill failed. Adios. That's one down. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 38. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 38 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to offenses against property.
Okay. Sponsor of the bill is Judiciary Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 38 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is on property offenses. It goes into a number of different categories of the statute: wrongful taking or disposing of property, shoplifting, defrauding of an innkeeper, obtaining property by false pretenses, theft of services, defrauding creditors, fraud by check, and maybe a few more. And what it does is increases the boundary between a misdemeanor and a felony from $1,000 to $2,500. It's been a number of years, I think something on the order of 25, that this has been at the $1,000 level, and we want to increase it to $2,500 to make it a little bit more difficult to prosecute as a felony. Maybe it'll make a few more seats available in our prisons that are overcrowded now. So ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition of the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call a roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Pennell.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
Okay. That bill passes and it's assigned to judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 46. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 46 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Sponsor of the bill is Appropriations. Representative Moniz, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 46, Investment of Workers' Compensation Account, and ask for your favorable vote. I would like to turn the explanation of the bill over to Representative Nicholas.
Mr. Speaker, folks, this is actually real simple. Currently, under the workers' compensation laws, the director of the of employment is authorized to retain a qualified independent investment manager and use that in that person on how to invest the workers' compensation funds. Right now, in the workers' compensation account, there's about $1.7 billion. They never use an independent qualified investment officer. What they do is they go to the state treasurer's office, and he comes over, and they sit down in the past and kind of work out what the heck they're going to do. And there's no control. There's no rules on it. There's no guidelines on what the investment should be. It was literally just kind of an informal process. So as we're going through and examining the funds and like the constitutional amendment, which is going to come up in order to increase the ability and where you can invest these funds, we came across this statute and said, wait a minute, this is not how it should be done. It should be the state treasurer's office that then manages this using his expertise and the folks that he does that manages the other $18 billion that he's managing and use that expertise and create a policy and then present that to the SLIP board and have it adopted to make it formal. And if we pass a constitutional amendment, that should allow this fund then to probably double what it make on income, which ought to lower the rates for workers' compensation and employers paying in and perhaps raise benefits for those who are receiving benefits. So really it's taking an informal system that never really made much sense but was operated kind of by the seat of the pants from the Department of Employment, and it just puts an expertise behind it and puts it in the
time.
Treasurer.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone, Larson Lloyd.
Yes. Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne. Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 12 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 46 has passed introduction and is assigned to appropriations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 13. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 13 from the Education Department, an act relating to public records.
This is an Education Committee bill. Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 13 and ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 13 is a public record student communications. In essence, we're changing the definition of public records to include that it's electronic communication solely between students attending a school in Wyoming, and that electronic communication solely between students attending a school in Wyoming and a sender or recipient using a non-school user address are not a public record of that school. These schools that we're talking about are University of Wyoming, community colleges, and public schools. It's a simple bill. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey. Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 13 has passed the House and is assigned to Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 15. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 15 from the Education Committee, an act relating to education.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 15 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is on education, school, and safety and security, and to explain the bill is Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, I bring you House Bill 15, a committee bill out of your Joint Education Committee. Over the last 3 years, your Education Committee has heard substantial testimony on the need for better school security and better suicide support for K-12 students. We have heard great presentations on the Safe to Tell program in Colorado, which has resulted in interventions of potential suicides and bullying in Colorado schools. Last year, we brought a bill that created 5 positions, and it was not well coordinated. Today, we bring you a bill that will cost the state of Wyoming no additional money and will simply transfer existing federal or state dollars from one agency to another. The bill creates a unit of school safety and security in the Attorney General's office by moving 2 individuals from the Office of Homeland Security. The reason for shifting personnel is to take advantage of an existing 24/7 call center in the Attorney General's office, which could be used for a Safe to Tell tip line. And then if you go to your fiscal note on the last page, the bill transfers $686,610 from federal Homeland Security funds to the Office of the Attorney General. Of the $686,000, $358,000 will be used for 2 full-time positions, $150,000 will be expended to purchase school safety program software, $70,000 expended to maintain this software, and $22,000 on telecommunications, $85,000 on various supplies. This all comes from a federal grant that is currently being used. I repeat that, currently being used. 80% must go on the ground, 20% is withheld at the state level, and that 20% funding will be used to pay for this program.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Yagi, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this. When it says there's no cost to the state, we're talking about $690,000 of federal funds that we hope we will get. There's my first real concern. This is for 2 years, 17-18. What happens after that? As we discussed this in committee, it was what the good representative just said, but there was just some concerns that we are building another agency, and again, as he said, we're just transferring. So for those two concerns, I just don't think right now is the time to be doing this. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We saw this piece of legislation last year, and while the good representative is correct that it's changed now, we have a different funding source. It is a piece of legislation that was rejected by this body last year during its joint conference committee with the Senate. For the same reasons that I think we should reject it again, mainly that would be this system is already in place. It's already not working. Why recreate the wheel? Thank you.
Representative Summers, 30 seconds.
We need a better, well-coordinated public or school security system, and we're simply moving funds from one area to another and personnel to one area to another to create efficiencies. Thank you.
We're voting on House Bill 15. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman excused. Harvey. No. Harvey. Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings. Kasparik.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton. Helke.
Aye.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 26 aye, 32 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 15 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 19 from the Statewide Education Committee, an act relating to statewide student assessment.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill number 19, Statewide Student Assessment, and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill from the Select Committee on Statewide Education Accountability Group. And so when I was trying to think up a good way to think about how to describe this bill, I thought, ask yourself, do you like pause? Because that's what we're going to start talking about. House Bill 19 modifies the statewide student assessment system in accordance with recommendations from the Assessment Task Force that as a result of the 15 work. The changes include: requires a statewide summative assessment to be administered in grades 3 through 8. Now, that's pause. 3 through 10. I'm sorry, I said 3 through 8. It was 8 before. 3 through 10 in English arts, math, and grades 3, 8, and 10 in science. It eliminates the restrictions on item types for the summative assessment. Pause. It also limits the summative assessment to 1% of the teacher or pupil contact hours through a limiting or reducing testing time. Requires the State Board of Education to secure interim assessments to be available to school districts aligned to the student content and performance standards in the summative assessment. It increases reporting requirements associated with those assessments, eliminates requirement for administration to the college placement examination in K-12. That used to be ACT. We're trying to take the language out of it, of ACT out of the bill. Replacing job skills assessment with a career readiness assessment, that's also taking some of the ACT language out, and requires and eliminates the requirement for administration of benchmark adaptive assessment by school district. Requires the state board to commence in development of an RFP for the new summative assessment that will take the place of PAWS, and requires the state board to make recommendations for specialty assessments. Those are like, for example.
Time. Anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. Blake. Burkhart. Byrd. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay excused. Greer. Halverson. Harshman excused. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings. Kasparik. Kinner. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Paxton. Pelkey. Petroff. Heparinen. Pennell. Reeder. Schwartz. Summers. Steinmetz. Stubson. Throne. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 13 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 19 is passed. Introduction is assigned to Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 41.
House Bill 41 from the Water Committee, an act relating to water development projects.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 41 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is the omnibus water bill. This deals with the water throughout the state. There's been some talk about this, and the Water Development Commission, also Select Water, are actually looking at ways to change this. Anyway, these are projects that have been ongoing at this time. It covers about $39 million that comes out of the water accounts, which are already established, not general fund. Covers everything from Arapahoe, Buffalo, Deaver, Dubois, Gillette, Grable, Kemmer, Lyman, Meteetse, and Bighorn. Also has a weather modification net. We've talked about these many years, and each year we have to go through this process over and over.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill?
Quick.
Seeing none, chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn. Blake. Burkhart. Byrd. Campbell. Kennedy. Clem. Connolly. Dayton. Edmonds. Edwards. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay excused. Greer. Halverson. Harshman excused. Harvey. Hunt. Yagi. Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 3 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 41 is passed. Introductions assigned to Water, Agriculture. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 1. Chairman McKim.
Hang on, I've got to read it first.
I don't mind.
Read it.
Do you mind, Chairman McKim?
No. Go right ahead and read that.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
House Joint Resolution Number 1 from the Agriculture Committee, a joint resolution requesting Congress to enact legislation reaffirming the United States Food and Drug Administration as the primary authority in uniform food labeling related to generic engineering.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know you're anxious to move this along, but I move House Joint Resolution Number 1 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a resolution is brought to us to talk about genetically engineered items. And specifically in the state of Wyoming is referring mainly to some of our industries that's going on here. And all this does actually is a resolution to, first of all, to put the labeling in the federal government's hands. Now, I have a little problem with that myself, but I'm still presenting the bill. Okay? But, it's a good idea because simply the state could not afford to take this under our own wings and try and do it ourselves. If we did it as a state, we'd not be able to do it. What would the next state next to us do? We can't have a consistency unless we have somebody do it. And so we're asking the federal government to do it. So here's what we ask for. We ask that they label genetic engineering, which includes GMO, also the genetic engineering, that they talk about desired traits and crops, that they the labeling be cost, that labeling be so we can afford it. Also, that make sure that it's consistent from state to state, and then we get done, that we can have something we can count on. Really, that's about what the whole House Joint Resolution contains.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Representative Lindholm, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition of this House Joint Resolution Number 1. From the very basic premise that this goes against our 10th Amendment rights as a state, to handle commerce within our own state. And handing off the reins on the labeling of a product to the federal government has not always worked out very well for us in the past. As an example, the country of origin labeling, which no longer exists, great intent. It had a great intent going forward, and we asked the federal government to move forward with that. And now it's no longer there because they took our intent, and it was taken to the wayside, and it wasn't what we wanted at the end. And that's the only reason I'm rising against this. Wyoming has some very good products that are GMO, sugar beets to be an example. But I would ask, please vote no based on the premise that strictly this goes against our 10th Amendment rights. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Chairman McKim, 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, just remind you, this is a costly way to go about it if we take it up on ourselves. Also, 70% of our food we already eat now is genetically engineered, and we need to kind of look towards the future, what we're going to do in the future. So I'm asking you to support this simply for that reason. Thank you.
We're voting on House Joint Resolution 1. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger. Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
Yes.
Edwards.
Yes. Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay, excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman, excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
I'm
about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 25 no, 2 excused.
House Joint Resolution has failed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 32. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 32 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to insurance regulation.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pleased to ask for introduction for House Bill 32. Insurance regulation parity, and this bill creates parity in our insurance laws. Basically, whether your indemnity chooses to be an HMO or fraternal benefit society, just a little bit of history. 30, maybe 40 years ago now, HMOs came onto the scene. As everything's evolved, right, we've been historically, when new rules and regs come out, we apply them to the traditional indemnity side, and we also pick and choose what applies to an HMO. We could continue doing that, but last year this body passed fraternal benefit societies, and then we were going to have to start saying they apply to A but not B, but sometimes A and C but not B and C. And so what we've done is a creative way of just taking entire acts and statutes and saying, in this case, all A's are being treated as B's, and we're integrating them into the same statutes by just creating 2634-135. If you'll look on page 2, we're just saying all of the annual audit reports in 26.3 apply to domestic HMOs in the state. Also, in Title 26.44 of the Insurance Holding Company Regulatory Act, they all apply to HMOs. But actually, all those portions in the Insurance Company Holding Act don't apply, you'll see in C. We make this all happen after January 1st, 2017, as all of these reports are usually in an annual once-a-year cycle. Those are the new statutes we're creating. Then you'll see in Section 2, we're just going back and amending current statutes for vouchers, for reports, for licenses. One change I would call your attention to was page 3 in 2624-130. The committee decided to raise that amount for vouchers to 250. We later found out the IRS requires it to be 75, so when this bill comes back, you will see an amendment to just make that $75. Hopefully a controversial bill. It becomes effective next January. I'm happy to answer any questions. It just really creates me not bringing a 200-page insurance bill every year. Besides, you'll see the Security Act tomorrow, but 5 pages instead of 200 pages.
Time. Does anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would really like to give this a closer look. This seems to be following a trend that I've seen in reading some of the bills before I got here, taking power away from the legislature and giving it to various commissions, various boards. I wonder if several of these don't have to do with a reaction to the to an insurance company that went out of business last year. I would caution us to proceed carefully, and at the moment I would urge your no vote on this until we've really gotten to the bottom of the problem.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Chairman's wants are 30 seconds.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. All of those comments, I think, are very appropriately applied to the next bill that I'll be presenting, and that would be a very valid argument against it. This is really just a cleanup statute that takes up less room in our statute books of applying whole acts to both HMOs. And what really was a catalyst was when we passed fraternal benefit societies last year. We don't want to have to go through and exempt them out of everything and add HMOs to some sections. It's really just an organizational bill that helps us not add to the statute books. But I'll look forward to that argument on the next one because it is a little more controversial.
We're voting on House Bill 32. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem. Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman, excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan, Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Day. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 7 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 32 has passed introduction to the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 33. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 33 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to insurance.
Hang on a second, Chairman Swanser. The last bill, House Bill 32, is referred to corporations. Now, we're on House Bill 33. It's been read. Don't think we need to hear that again. Chairman Swanser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I think this will be more lively of a conversation. So 33 is on audited annual financial reports. And members, for those of you who have been here a long time, you'll know that we get one or two of these bills every year that to keep our accreditation with the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, they bring us these bills. They often don't even affect our state, including this one, but it's in a process to keep our accreditation. And so to keep Wyoming's accreditation, I think we have to pass this one by 2020. So if you don't pass it this year, you'll see it next year and every year until we decide maybe we want to lose our accreditation. To walk you through it real quick, we're creating a new statute on internal audit function requirements, and then we're immediately exempting ourselves. And so basically we're required, our insurance companies are exempt from the required annual reporting if we fall below $500 million in premiums. The largest in Wyoming falls well below that. Additionally, if they were part of a member of a group of insurers, it would be $1 billion. We're far, far below that. But if we ever do have an insurer who meets that number, they will have to provide internal audit functionings, providing independent, objective, and reasonable assurances to audit committees and insurer managers regarding governance, risk management, and internal controls. And these really are just basic auditing procedures, basic financial procedures that I learned about in my first semester in my MBA. You have to have an internal audit function that's organizationally independent. We define what internal audit function is. The rest of the bill is the Model Act that applies to these corporations that have more than $500 million in premiums. And I would submit to you, we will probably change this Model Act in 20 years, and that'll still be before we have a company that would fall under this. It's effective January 1st. It has no financial impact. Maybe just to start the debate, I don't love these type of bills, but you'll see this one and the next one are both these type that to keep our accreditation, we bring to maintain it. And so, yes, I understand it's somewhat coercive, and thanks.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on House Bill 33. The clerk will read the roll. Call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
Yes.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer. Halverson.
No.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye. Yagi. No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik. Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 27 aye, 31 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 33 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 34. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 34 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to insurance.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 34 and ask for its favorable introduction. I will turn over discussion of the bill to the good representative from House District 1 so he can convince you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure, House Bill 34. If I could draw your attention to page number 3 at the top, little c, nothing in this chapter shall be construed to prescribe or impose corporate governance standards and internal procedures beyond that which is required under applicable state corporate law. We're not changing how corporations are structured. We're not putting any more imposition on them. This bill is simply an accreditation standard that has to be done within 3 years. Otherwise, the state of Wyoming loses our accreditation. Furthermore, if you turn to the back of the bill, which would be page 16, you will see that there are sanctions involved. This was a problem for us in our committee because at the time on page 15, the suggested value was $5,000 for each day, and on line 18 was a total of $75,000. The committee, we chose to change those values to a more manageable number considering that a lot of our insurers are smaller insurance companies. So all this does, Mr. Speaker, is put in the fact that you've got to disclose how your board is formed. Now, why is that an important thing? Certainly in private companies, you can have a husband and a wife on a board and those types of things. But the commission would like to know that how that board is structured, because having this information does shed light on how an insurance company is run. Also, this is being supported by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. And with that, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction of House Bill 34. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton. Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Helke.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Pennell. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 22 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 34 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 44 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to the administration of government.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm pleased to move House Bill 44 and ask for its favorable introduction. If this bill looks familiar, members, it is. It's the exact same bill we brought last year to try to create an E-911 task force. Passed this body resoundingly, passed Committee 9-0. It just never made it to the floor in the Senate. Because this didn't pass, the Corporations Committee did take it upon ourselves to try to do some of this work over the past interim. We did have a five-hour session in Buffalo and invited all of the PSAPs, the public safety answering points around the state, to attend this meeting to try to start working on these issues. As we continue to work through these issues, the call just kept presently coming back that we really needed a task force that was a collection of private industry, of local and city government, and of these PSAPs that would come together and try to do a statewide foundation of how every different 911 center in the state would operate under. As I told you last year, there are choices of which type of new next-gen systems, E911 systems, to go after. The problem is they don't always talk to one another. They're having this problem in North Texas right now. Four cities got together. They have an empty facility that's costing them a lot because they can't talk. And so what this does is try to bring together all of the stakeholders in the state, put them under one umbrella, and move forward so we make sure all of our 911 systems can communicate with one another and we don't have different cities or municipalities or counties going out and buying their own systems that don't talk. Because when you're out in the rural part of Wyoming and they can't figure out where you are in GPS, because as many of you know who have a certain cell phone carrier in this building, you don't always get service. And so if the 911 operator can't find you and they can't pinpoint you, you know, it really is a life safety. So what all we're asking for is to bring this task force back, try to get it through this session, and work on these issues to have a comprehensive plan by 2018.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction to House Bill 44. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Greer, Halverson,
no.
Harshman, excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Helke,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Pennell,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Baldwin, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 26 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 44 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 55 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Nurse Licensure Compact.
Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 55 and turn it over to Nurse Kasparic.
Mr. Speaker, the House Bill 55 is Nurse Licensure Compact, and this allows a nurse to have one multi-state license and the ability to practice nursing in other member states. I think Eric's telling me to stand back. Is it pretty loud? Okay. It will take 26 states to become part of the compact, and right now there are 25 states that are members of the compact. The benefits are nurses will only have to pay for one license fee with and have the ability to practice in multiple states. It will also improve access and increase access for patients in our state and other states for patient care. It will give us the ability to locally apply discipline for infractions of our laws in our state, and even though in laws in other states, and there will be a better communication system throughout that. Currently, approximately a little over 1.4 million nurses are practicing in compacts, and it's improving their ability to participate in telemedicine, improve access for patient care, and decrease the cost to nurses for licensure fees. I encourage passage of House Bill 55.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on House Bill 55. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake. Burkhart, Hurd, Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 55 has passed introduction and is assigned to Labor Health. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 56 from the Labor Committee. An act relating to the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Compact.
Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 56 and again turn explanation over to Nurse Kasparic.
Mr. Speaker. Well, ditto. This bill is written. We have two separate bills because we're practicing at two different levels of practice. So the first bill covered nurses, LPNs, and RNs. The second bill covers advanced registered nurse practitioners. So there really are very few other differences other than the threshold to join the compact, which is 10 states.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? We're voting on introduction of House Bill 56. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
House Bill 56 has passed the House and is assigned to Labor Health. Messages from the Senate.
Message number one, Mr. Speaker, the Senate's 63rd Wyoming State Legislature budget session has now been called to order by President Phil Nicholas and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number two, Mr. Speaker, the new Senate employees of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature budget session are as follows. Addie Sabalas, Agriculture Travel, Naomi McGowan, Labor and Transportation, Dick Morrison, Education Revenue, Randy Fitzer, Reader, Chandler Pauling, Student Page. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number three, Mr. Speaker, Senator Brian Boner has been appointed to serve the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator James Anderson, Senate District Number 2, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number four, Mr. Speaker, the President of the Senate has changed the following standing committees of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature budget session. Committee number four, Education, Henry H. R. Hank Coe, Chairman, Dan Dockstader, Bill Landon, Stephen Pappas, and Kurt Rothfuss. Committee number eight, Transportation, Kurt Meyer, Chairman, Brian Boner, Fred Emmerich, Wayne Johnson, Floyd Escobel. Committee number 10, Labor, Charles Scott, Chairman, Brian Boner, Ogden Driscoll, R. Ray Peterson, and Bernadine Kraft. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Committee announcements. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number one will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 9th, upon noon recess in room H38 to discuss House Bill 38, property offenses.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number four, education, will meet tonight at 4 o'clock. Or 10 minutes after adjournment, whichever comes first.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment in Joan Room H37, where we will hear House Bill 55 and House Bill 56.
Chairman Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment in H36 to discuss House Bill 35. It's just an information session. No action will be taken on a bill. Also, tomorrow upon noon recess, Corporations, your committee number 7, will, let me clear my list here, will be discussing House Bill 32, Insurance Regulation Parity, and House Bill 34, Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman's honor, Sir Dave.
I thought it was on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow night, 10 minutes after adjournment, in room number 37 to discuss the following bills, if introduced and passed. House Bill number 9, Tribal License Plates, and House Bill 66, Firefighters License Plates.
Vice Chairman Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Joint Appropriations Committee will meet tomorrow morning, Tuesday, February 9th at 8 a.m. in Jonah Room L54 instead of L55 since our roof is leaking in L55. So, thank you.
Better get a hot tamale.
Get a hot tamale.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, will meet tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., to consider House Bill 41, the Omnibus Water Bill.
Madam Majority Floor Leader, I believe that clears the deck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the consent list consisting of the following bills. And, Mr. Speaker, the list has also been emailed to the House. So we have for February 9th consent list, House Bill 58, House Bill 2, House Bill 25, House Bill 31, 35, 53, House Bill 9, House Bill 10, 11, 18, 20, 21, 28, 61. House Bill 59, 60, 63, 74. And House Bill 27, 29, and 30. With that, Mr. Chairman.
And Madam Majority Floor Leader, before you go where you're going, we could not do the consent list today because it has to be out 24 hours before it's voted on. So the consent list comes tomorrow. Those are all committee bills that are on the consent list. They're going to go through. But remember, you have the opportunity when the consent list is moved in the morning to, at your option, ask for any bill to be removed from that consent list. And if it's removed, it'll be individually considered. We individually considered committee bills today that the committees wanted to get to work on before we could do the consent list. That's why we went through what we did today. So there'll be a consent list tomorrow with the opportunity to remove any bill that anyone wishes out of there. Then we'll consider, after we vote on the consent list, then we will consider any bills that are removed, and then we'll work on individually sponsored bills after that. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for that explanation. So, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until February 9th, 2016, at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're adjourned until 10 o'clock a.m. February 9th.